Our next presentation will be from Dean Paul Brandruff of the School of Public Health. Paul is a scholar whose research crosses multiple colleges and multiple continents. He holds appointments as professor of environmental and occupational health sciences and bioengineering, and has affiliations with the Department of Chemical Engineering, Earth and Environmental Sciences, Medicine, and Public Administration. Dean Brandruff has published 230 articles, is closely closing in on Don's mark of 250, and focuses on topics of environmental carcinogenesis and the ethical, legal, and social issues in occupational environmental health policy and practice. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's a distinct pleasure to be able to tell you about our outstanding School of Public Health. And before you have a chance to ask, can you hear me?
No,
I'm not on? No. Can you hear me now?
You're on.
Better. Yeah. I guess I'm too tall, maybe. This is too short. So it is a distinct pleasure to tell you about our outstanding School of Public Health. And before you have a chance to ask the question, we are called a school rather than a college for historical reasons in the field of academic public health. All our predecessors at other universities were called schools, but we do function as a typical college within the organization. This is our current home, our primary home for the School of Public Health at 1603 West Taylor Street. Please visit us when you have a chance. Our mission is quite simple. Our mission is to improve the health of the public in Chicago, Illinois, the nation, and the world, and we do that through teaching, research, and service. We are one of the younger schools on the West Campus here in health sciences. We were allowed to exist in 1970, but we actually officially started in 1972 when we opened our doors to our first class of students, seen here, which means that this year is our 40th anniversary, and I invite all of you, members of the Board of Trustees and everyone else, to our gala celebration, which will be next April 13th at the Chicago Cultural Center. We started with humble beginnings, obviously, and this was our first building, the old St. Mary's Convent at 2035 West Taylor Street. When we first opened our doors, they were these doors. That building is now gone, but we have come a long way since then. This is about where we stand today. We are the only accredited School of Public Health in the state of Illinois. We have about 95 faculty. You see the number of staff. We have 4,000 living alumni. We currently have about 600 students at any given time. Majority female, with good representation from underrepresented minorities. We offer the full range of degrees, concentrations, certificates, et cetera, that you would expect in School of Public Health. We are global. We do not only take care of Chicago and Illinois, but we are all over the world, on every continent except Antarctica, and we're working on that.
Wow.
We are organized in our academic units as a traditional School of Public Health would look, in the major topics of epidemiology and biostatistics, community health sciences, health policy and administration, and environmental and occupational health. One difference is that we do have a Doctor of Public Health program, which is school-wide and interdisciplinary. It's in public health leadership, and I will mention that a little bit later also. We also have a number of outstanding school-wide research centers, which are listed here. We also have many more research centers which are embedded in the academic units. As I said, we offer a full range of degree programs, including this year a new Bachelor of Arts in Public Health, which I'll mention again later. But most of our students are in the MPH program, the Master of Public Health. This is the traditional degree program in public health. You see our current total enrollment of over 200. I cannot tell you about all of our outstanding programs, so I had to be selective, and I'm just gonna highlight a few of these. In terms of aging, which obviously is a big subject for this country and the world right now, we have SUU's Fit and Strong program, which is both nationally and internationally recognized as one of the outstanding programs in healthy aging. We should all get involved in this. I know I have to. We have several outstanding HIV and AIDS programs, including Bob Bailey's HEAL program, which stands for Health Empowerment of African Lives. Those of you who are not familiar with Dr. Bailey, he was the individual who demonstrated that male circumcision was the best preventive measure to prevent the spread of AIDS in Africa. We're not just in Africa, though. We are in Chicago, and our community outreach and intervention projects, which is 25 years old today, was one of the first and the best known community intervention project for preventing the spread of AIDS in the inner city.